Alrighty, let's rock this thing. 3, 2, 1. Good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, April the 9th, 108th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon from the Humboldt County Convention and Visitors Bureau, Richard Stanger. Hey, Guy.
Hi, Brian. How are you today?
Okay. Why are we delaying?
I'd really think about my response there.
Oh, okay. Going to be one of those kinds of shows, eh? All right. Fair enough. Fair enough. This afternoon, we'll talk about some of the new trails that are going on around Humboldt Bay. If you haven't had the opportunity or taken the opportunity to walk, ride, bike, no horses, right?
No, not yet.
Okay. And otherwise, participate on the trail. We'll talk a little bit about that. Also, new breweries. Interesting. We'll talk a little bit about some of those things. And we've also got the masted ships coming to town 2 days.
I'm not sure the exact day, but they're being delayed, I think, 3 days.
Yeah, because of the
weather. Yeah.
So we'll talk about why you should be excited about that as well when we come back.
At my bank, I feel at home. I'm Trish Greggie of the Journey's End, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, hometown banking isn't just something they say, it's how they do business. I'm Kevin McClendon of Georgia's Glass, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, we invest in the future of our community every single day. I'm Greg Foster, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Time. It's 3:13. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Richard Stanger. But before we do, our quote this afternoon. What are we, 2 days from the Masters? So they're out there taking their hacks at it. This is from Hank Aaron. It took me 17 years to get 3,000 hits in baseball. I did it one afternoon on the golf course.
Very good. Very good. Gee.
So what do you, this trail that has been talked about, or trails in general, are they that big a deal for tourists?
I can answer that in one syllable, Brian. The answer is yes. Let me give you an example. I worked at a consumer show in the South Bay a few months ago. And people would walk by my table, and sometimes you could tell by the end of Saturday or Sunday they had literature fatigue.
Poundage, yeah.
And they wouldn't even make eye contact. They would sort of look at your table through the corner of their eye, but didn't want to actually make eye contact and talk to another human. But they would look over at our table, and they would scan it, and they would see one of our guides, which we have several different publications, called the Redwood Heritage Maps and Trails. And I'll be darned, if their eye didn't catch that word trail, their body would follow their eyes and make a beeline over there, and they would grab that and put it in their Halloween bag, goodie bag. And some of them would even mutter the word trail as they were doing it. Yeah, so we were...
And you were right next to the margarita booth, so that was quite the accomplishment, right?
Yeah, you know, it helps when you give away free margaritas, too.
Imagine that.
But this trail in particular, we're excited about, the new Hixari Trail, the Elk River Hixari Trail.
What is Hixari? Is that a family name?
It is, a Wiat name.
Well, what does it mean?
Multi-use paved trail. No, I'm sorry. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. But there's been some debate, too, as to whether it's the Hixari Trail, which it's been spelled that way sometimes, and also the Hixari Trail. But in either case, technically speaking, there is an apostrophe on the end of the name Hixari, just so you know. But it is a...
It's not a typo, huh?
No. It is a beautiful trail, and it's getting a lot of use right now, in particular, even among locals. I've been there probably about 8 times, including today and yesterday. I was taking some pictures out there for our new visitor's guide. And every time we're out there, you see retired people, you see families, you see bicycles, tricycles, scooters, And that's just my family. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. No, among everybody. And it's
scooters
great.
Now, are those little red, those red
yes.
motorized wheelchairs? No.
I don't think they allow motorized traffic, although for a handicapped motorized, I'm sure that will be okay.
So for most folks, if you were to describe where this particular trail was, how would you describe it?
I would describe it as the new trailhead. The main trailhead is right behind the Seamus T. Bones restaurant, which is behind the Best Western Bayshore Mall Inn.
Marie Callender's McDonald's.
Yeah, Marie Callender's.
Yeah, that area.
And it's been said more than once that it's a great place to go. You go to Seamus T. Bones, have your mac and cheese, and walk it off on the trail.
Why don't you go to McDonald's and have your mac and then walk it off on the trail?
Well, a number of times I've taken the trail.
He doesn't realize how thin the ice is he's treading on at this point.
Oh, no. Well,
just say that's a good idea also.
That's a good idea.
Thank you.
But I after the trail, I've stopped a few places to eat in the mall, Seamus T. Bones, fast food. And
Seamus must be one of his sponsors because they're not one of ours.
They're not a member.
Yeah.
And Marie Callender's. And you will see people on the trail in those restaurants, all of them.
So as locals.
Yes.
How does a tourist find this thing?
Well, one way they will find it is in our new 2013 Redwood Coast Travel Guide, which should be on the streets before Memorial Day. We're printing 250,000 of them. And we're going to have some expanded coverage on our water page, which is page 7. We still have an ad available left, which will showcase the Humboldt Bay, Hicksari Trail, and things like that. Water recreating on the bay. There's a lot of water recreation going on, including the Hicksari Trail, which goes from behind Seamus T. Bones down to the park and ride on Elk River Road. So there's a lot of great walking there along the Elk River Slough, wildlife watching, things like that, kayaking, paddling, stand-up paddlers have been down there. That's all the rage now. Stand up on your surfboard.
You freeze your buns off.
Yeah.
And fall in and get wet every once in a while. Now, is there a parking facility down at both ends of this trail?
There's about 3 or 4 parking stops, including the main trailhead on Truesdale Road and a couple more further south, and then the park and ride on Elk River Road.
So even in summertime, it should be pretty accessible.
Yes, it's very accessible, and you'll see retirees walking, you'll see kids on bikes, so it's you can haul a lot of gear into these lots, get your party on the pavement, and there's also some good off-pavement options too. There's some gravel trails, and there's also just some footpaths that go right up to the water's edge and follow the water, so there's a lot of different options there. Or some people, if they walk mile and a half or more, you can get onto the sandy spit of the Elk River, and that's a kind of a fun thing to do as well.
Safety is okay?
Yes. Anecdotally and just everything's copacetic.
It's 3:19.
Now a minute of sunshine for Humboldt. For years, the Eel River was the state's second largest source of steelhead and third largest of salmon. A UC Davis study estimates it once produced more than 1 million fish annually. This has been replaced by unpredictability. Last year saw a good salmon run, but some years it is very small. Several causes are cited, but all agree the Eel River ecosystem has been degraded. Now a task force of volunteers has come together to pinpoint the reasons and work to restore the watershed. The Eel River Task Force consists of public agencies, Indian tribes, conservation organizations, and others committed to establishing a scientific baseline of the causes of the decline and what might be done to reverse it. The members agree, no finger-pointing. A plan of solutions must fulfill legal responsibilities to protect endangered species while also respecting private property rights. It will be a big job, but a healthy Eel River is worthwhile for all Humboldt County. Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit civic association dedicated to the betterment of our communities.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:24. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Richard Stenger from the Humboldt County Convention and Visitors Bureau. Richard, in the first segment, we were talking a little bit about the new trail that's behind Bayshore Mall, kind of going down to Herrick. Are there any plans to hook that with Headwaters? Do you know anything about whether or not Headwaters trail is being utilized. It seems like this one has a whole lot more potential just with the three parking lots you were talking about as contrasted to the one small little one that Headwaters has.
I don't know if – I haven't heard any discussion about linking those two trails with a trail. That doesn't mean that that hasn't been discussed. The foremost thing that's being planned by the city and neighboring groups is to connect the Old Town Boardwalk with the Hicksari Trail. And that's more on the short burner rather than the long burner as far as getting those two segments connected with a pedestrian-friendly trail.
So they're talking about bringing it in through Bayshore or through Palco Marsh?
I presume so. Where else are you going to put it?
Yeah, and that would be with the railroad tracks, that whole debate about trains or not.
In fact, if you look on this diagram here, I believe that's the plan, right? Oh.
On the back of the map.
See there? I don't have my glasses on, so I'm faking the literacy part now.
Well, that's all right. You know, until you said something, nobody would have known.
I spelled it right, though, I promise.
Uh-huh.
But you see this map here. There's the proposed area there to connect the two. So that'll be nice. That'll be, 6 miles, 6+ miles.
The Hammond Trail, what's the condition of it? Wasn't it needing some repair?
Last I heard, there was discussion about replacing the old railroad bridge with something that is, quote, safer, unquote, according to the highway engineers. There's a move afoot, though, to save the bridge due to its
age,
historical heritage, architectural importance. But I think it's more the community loves the bridge. It's a really nice bridge. It's an easy bridge to love. And people that bike over it a lot or walk over it a lot, they want to save the bridge. So there's a move afoot to save that.
What was it used for originally?
It was a railroad bridge.
Oh, it did have tracks on it?
Yes.
Well, then I got to love it. Tracks still there?
There are a few segments where there's evidence of track on the old trail, the old Hammond Trail. I don't know exactly what that is. I haven't seen any personally, but there may be a few spots where there's a few segments of rail.
Rats. Okay. I don't love it quite so much. Is there an attempt with some of these trails, whether it's the one that you were referencing or a Hammond Trail, with those interpretive signs that they tend to point out the natural, do they point out the cultural? Like, for example, you're standing here. If you look to your left, this used to be the Pacific Lumber Company mill yard, and do an explanation of that. Or over here is where they were building boats for World War II.
I haven't seen anything too much in the recent history in the interp signs. They do have interp signs along the way. Yeah, and here's...
Talk about the grass and the fishies and the otters ones, and the birds and that stuff.
One that I can think of that is modern, there's an interp sign as you go by the firefighters training center along the trail, which is pretty intriguing. First thing you see is a burnt out Vega.
So if you see remnants
of that training, what's that doing here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I see. It's training, good. And there's a large structure there where they can watch some burns. And the trailhead signs, one or two of the trailheads at least, have very good Native American interp regarding the Wiyots, how they lived there and things like that.
That's why I was wondering if there was more of a comprehensive or if it tended to go with the traditional stuff. Sounds like it's more of the traditional stuff than... Yeah, the Mattigat cruise, kind of goes through that same area, and they talk about a mix.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, oftentimes the mix isn't quite so mixed. It's more focused either on just the natural or just the Native Americans rather than everybody who's been here in the last little bit. So I didn't know if this was, since the city was involved with this and a couple of the other groups, I didn't know if there was more of a broader approach to the interpretive.
I should have a better answer for you, Brian, because what I do.
That's right. You've been on it. You said two dozen times. You haven't seen these signs?
I've seen them, and what I do is rather than read them, I'm embarrassed to say this, I shoot them with my camera.
Oh, that's better than what I was thinking when you said you shoot them.
Yeah. I shoot them with my gun. I never see a sign. It's good. Sorry. I'm from Georgia, so I talk like that sometimes. But No, I shoot them with my camera, and then, you know, so then I'll have all that info there for, you know, we'll post it on our website, which is redwoods.info. So I haven't downloaded that to my actual physical brain yet. It's still in my digital brain.
Jeez, don't lose it. You might really have some problems. If folks want to know more about the trail specifically or some of the different elements of it or the proposed connector between the Eureka Boardwalk that the Arkleys did and this trail, is there anywhere to go for that information? I know RCAA tends to get involved with an awful lot of this kind of thing.
They are involved in this. In fact, if you go to their website, they have some trail updates at rcaa.org. They also have a Humboldt Trails Council Facebook page where you can like them. If you go to our website, redwoods.info, or our Facebook page, which is Facebook/Redwood Coast, you will also find some information there, some current weather reports or latest tips and things like that.
Your link to the weather also.
Yes.
Somebody there doesn't have a virtual mind. They're using their own mind. Very good. KINS News and Information Time, it's 3:30.
Decade of Difference presents a brand new competition, Innovate, a business challenge opportunity to pitch your creative idea. First step, upload a 60 to 90 second elevator pitch highlighting your business venture idea by March 29th. 40 finalists will be selected to move on to phase two. But don't wait. First 100 entries receive a free iTunes gift card. To upload your video and get more information, visit decadeofdifference.org. A grand prize of up to $2,500 will be awarded. Don't wait. Innovate.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Time. It's 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Richard Stenger from Humboldt County Convention and Visitors Bureau. Richard, some of the different challenges I know that are out there are to kind of separate from the crowd, get your head up, you know, kind of the reverse of whack-a-mole. You want to be the guy standing out and things nature.
Yeah.
The Bay seems to be one of those that gives Humboldt County a chance to stand out.
The Humboldt Bay, Brian, is the second largest natural waterway in the state. As you know, it provides 2 out of every 3 oysters eaten in the state start their life in Humboldt Bay. All right, those are 2 incredible calling
and
cards.
And hopefully end their life in Humboldt Bay, too.
A lot of them commute down to the Bay Area to go to feedlots, so to speak. And,
that's right, the starter seed.
Yeah, and Drake's Bay. But Drake's Bay just had one of their major oyster farms shut down by the federal government because it's near national park or on national park waters, and that creates a huge opportunity for more oyster production up here. And as you may have heard, a young entrepreneur up here, John O'Connor, is slated to start oyster tours up here any day now with Captain Sebastian. Can't remember his last name. He has a small boat. Take folks out at low tide. Put your boots on, get a little muddy, and grab your own oysters and eat them. You can eat them right there. You can take them back into town. A few places will cook them for you, including the Carter House restaurant. So that would be a great showcase for kind of a great welcome mat for the Bay.
What about with clams? I mean, that, you know, Clam Beach obviously was named because of clams.
I'm sorry, Brian, but as a razor clammer myself,
yeah,
I don't want to share that with anybody.
I see.
No, I'm kidding.
Taboo. It's off limits.
I know that there are clams in the Bay. I'm not sure. I know that, in fact, there are some recreationally harvested in a few spots. I'm not really that familiar with that, though.
Well, in some of the old pictures, you see the North Bay. You know, they're out by Mill Yard in that area. People were stomping around, obviously. Clam Beach also, and out on the spit. Is that something that has a chance to become a food staple in our area?
As I understand it, razor clams are not sold commercially, at least in the state. I think you can maybe purchase them as a special item, but I don't know of any. I think it's all just recreational harvest.
So right now, the oysters and then any salmon that might be in the neighborhood. And the crabs.
Oh, crabs!
Pretty much. Well, I guess some of the whitefish also off the coast.
Oh, well, you know, there might be something else in the bay that people eat, and that's bat ray. They eat that a lot in Asia, don't they? Is fake calamari?
Yeah, fake crab. Isn't that what it is?
I heard someone today, somebody at Redwood National Park, this came from someone that used to work there in the interp center or the visitor center. Someone came in there carrying a big stick, big pole. And they're like, what are you going to use that for? Oh, I'm going to go pole poking for monkey faced eel. So I don't know if there's something there we can identify and market and promote. But think of the possibilities of the Monkey Eel Festival.
Oh, it's just flashing through my head right now. All the banana peels all over the place. I'm not sure if that would really fly, huh? Well, Damien's now groaning about it. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's certainly an ugly fish. It kind of looks like he's got something up on one of the computer screens. Yeah, that.
Thanks a lot, Damien.
It probably lives in, like, eelgrass, huh? Yeah. Good. And it has that prehensile tail thing going there. Good, too. Okay, fine. But, you know, I don't eat eel. Do either of you guys eat eel? Sushi or
yes,
sashimi?
I'll eat it in sushi. I think it's yummy in sushi.
Really?
I haven't eaten lamprey eel, but people swear by it, and some people swear at it.
I know that the Indians in the area, you know, historically used that as one of the staples. Mm-hmm. Only time I ever saw eel was, you know, after they had died and they were bloated and floating down the Trinity when, you know, we were spend the weekends up there.
Was it very appetizing for you?
I just, you know, that's the image and that's it. And by golly, it's, you know, lights out and no thank you. I'll stick with shrimp and California rolls. Thank you.
You know, I'm with you, Brian. There's very few things that are bloated and dead that I think would be appealing to eat. I'm with you on that.
All right. Well, we don't want to have mixed messages coming in out of our tourism efforts. Are there a lot of people doing the kayaking on the bay? Is that something that
is
catching hold, or is it still kind of an interesting subset?
I would say it's catching hold insofar as the two primary kayaking rental outfits we have, one in Humboldt Bay and one up at Big Lagoon, are both experiencing very good years in recent years. Very good.
So business pumping along for them?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, that's kind of cool to be able to take advantage of some of the natural resources without. And you said that one of the bays was shut down by the feds?
Drake's Bay, the oyster farm there, was shut down because it's part of Point Reyes National Seashore.
Okay.
And they had a long-term lease that was not renewed this year.
Any reason, or they just decided?
The feds have been planning to close it down. They've been kind of agitating to close it down as soon as they could to preserve the integrity of the bay.
The oysters weren't part of the integrity of the bay?
I thought these oysters had plenty of integrity.
Yeah, that's kind of. Okay.
But the feds felt, the federalities felt otherwise.
Huh. So the door is open. Are you hearing anybody taking advantage of it, or are Greg and the guys just having more?
There's a move afoot for more oyster production in Humboldt Bay, and I have heard that Hog Island Oysters will be having a presence here on our bay.
Can you see the difference between a Hog Island oyster and a monkey face eel?
You know, maybe we should have a menagerie seafood.
This barnyard thing is getting scary for me. I don't know.
Seafood farm fest. Yeah.
If it involves clam chowder, I'm all in. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 3:42. We'll be back with more from Richard Stenger.
Sacred Heart Church invites you to join us every Sunday for our liturgical celebrations. Saturday, 4 p.m. Confessions. 5 p.m. Sunday's Vigil Mass, 7 p.m. Spanish Mass, and on Sundays, 9:30 Morning Mass and 12:30 Spanish Mass. Come and celebrate with us.
Good Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:46. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Richard Stenger. Richard, the tall, was it tall mast?
Tall ships.
Okay. Are coming. They're coming. You know, Paul Revere going on.
The Lady Washington and the Hawaiian Chieftain.
The fact that those ships make regular visits to Humboldt Bay, is that a good thing?
I believe so, because they're not real pirates. Not extracting any.
They'd be really disappointed if they hit the docks looking for something to pillage, because there's really nothing there.
I think, well, it, as you know, Humboldt Bay is a great, Humboldt's a great stop on the highway between, say, Seattle and Portland. So, I mean, Seattle or Portland and San Francisco.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Whoa.
Yeah. It was a crazy trip, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Well, the same is true for ships. You know, so we get a lot of ships here, so it's a good notice to other ships that this is a good, convenient stop between two major ports.
Do we do a good job in getting the private sailboats and recreational vehicles that use the water to use Humboldt Bay as a stop also?
I'd say probably we have some things out of our control there, and that's the weather and the narrowness of the channel.
The mouth.
And as you know, traditionally, we don't put this in our marketing materials too much, but it's a rather dangerous current-wise location compared to most other ports.
That's why the Corps dredges it.
Yeah, a lot of folks would rather skip it. We do, but the people that do come in here
have a good time.
Unknown. But that reminds me of a story about a wedding that took place in Trinidad Bay 100 years ago.
All right, you got 2 minutes. Go.
There was a couple that were young and betrothed who wanted to elope and did not have the blessing of the grown-ups to get married. I think that's how it goes. Something to that effect. The upshot was they couldn't get married on land. No one would marry them on land, but this one reverend reluctantly agreed to marry them offshore out of Trinidad because there was some law he could circumvent to seemingly make it legit. When the couple got back, it was not considered legit, and I think the reverend, too, got really sick or something and fell overboard. Didn't work out too well. So they've been having challenges since day one.
And the moral of the story?
Get married on land.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
As contrasted, don't get married in Trinidad. I was hoping that was the moral.
The city of Eureka takes care of these boats when they get here. They get a friendly visit from the staff that handles the rent for things like that. They hand them materials. They tell them where to go. They provide great hospitality. And the people we talk to, because our offices are nearby down by the docks, they're always very thrilled. A, the modest price of the stay here, and B, the service they get.
So there's a nice outreach that's done when they do come in.
Yes.
If folks are more interested either about the ships, the trail, any of this kind of stuff, can they go to the county website or you're part of the county website and get any kind of information?
We may have some limited information there, but their best bet would be good to go to the Harbor District website. I'm afraid I don't have that on me.
I bet you could Google it and find it pretty quickly, huh?
Mm-hmm.
See, I know these things. I are literate. Yeah, don't buy into that one either, folks.
But actually, the tall masted ships, our office manager, Charlotte Cerny, she'd be happy if they were real pirates. She sometimes shows up with her kayak on the day they get here, will paddle around the boats wearing her Jolly Rogers hat.
Oh, great. Thanks for coming by, Richard. We were talking shop this afternoon with Richard Stenger. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day.